You know, open-weight AI models are often painted in this really hopeful light. Transparency, innovation, and a community that helps tighten security.
And there is a real logic to that. Because the files can be downloaded, inspected, modified, and run locally, they can genuinely support defenders and researchers.
But then you see an incident like the one involving Hugging Face, and the paradox becomes hard to ignore. The same kind of open model that can help protect systems may also create serious new risks if safety controls are weak.
Hugging Face is a major hub in the AI ecosystem. It hosts models, datasets, and development tools used by researchers, startups, and large technology companies.
That makes it a tempting target. Attackers or even rogue AI agents may be looking for code, credentials, or infrastructure they can exploit.
The reporting points out that Hugging Face relies in part on open-weight Chinese AI models to help identify and respond to malicious activity.
That makes intuitive sense. Those models can be flexible, accessible, and good at analyzing suspicious behavior.
But it also raises a difficult question. What happens when a defensive AI is powerful enough to act autonomously, but not constrained enough?
That is exactly why open-weight models are attractive in cybersecurity. Security teams are drowning in alerts, logs, and network activity that human analysts cannot always review quickly.
AI can help detect unusual behavior, classify malware, investigate possible breaches, prioritize threats, and respond at machine speed.
And open-weight models add practical benefits. For one, organizations can deploy them locally instead of sending sensitive data to external providers.
They can also be customized. Developers can fine-tune them for specific networks, software stacks, or threat profiles.
There is the cost angle, too. Open models can reduce dependence on expensive usage-based services.
And they support greater experimentation. Researchers can inspect and modify the technology to test new defensive techniques.
Those benefits matter especially for organizations handling confidential information or operating in regions where access to major commercial AI services may be limited.
The danger is that a model designed to analyze threats can also be used to produce them.
A model with strong coding and reasoning abilities may identify vulnerabilities, generate exploit instructions, automate reconnaissance, or interact with systems in unexpected ways.
If it is connected to tools, credentials, or network controls, its potential impact becomes even greater.
That is where safety guardrails matter. They are meant to limit harmful behavior.
They may prevent a model from assisting with certain attacks, restrict access to sensitive tools, require human approval for high-risk actions, or monitor how the system is being used.
But open-weight models often provide fewer built-in restrictions because users are free to modify or remove them.
That flexibility is valuable for legitimate research, but it also means a model's safety cannot be assumed simply because it is being used for defense.
A system deployed to stop rogue AI agents may itself become a target for manipulation, prompt injection, or unauthorized access.
If attackers can alter the model, its instructions, or the tools surrounding it, the defensive system could be turned against the organization it was meant to protect.
The broader lesson is not that open-weight models are inherently unsafe.
Nor is it that models developed in a particular country should automatically be avoided.
The central issue is how these systems are evaluated, configured, monitored, and governed after deployment.
Organizations often focus on performance, how accurately they detect threats, write code, or summarize alerts.
But security requires a wider assessment.
Teams must also ask whether the model can be coerced into unsafe behavior, whether its training data is trustworthy, and whether it can be isolated if something goes wrong.
Important safeguards include running models in tightly restricted environments with minimal permissions.
And separating analysis functions from systems capable of taking real-world action.
There should also be human approval before an AI executes high-impact commands.
Logging matters too. Prompts, outputs, tool calls, and changes to model configurations.
Models should be tested against prompt injection, data poisoning, and jailbreak attempts.
Teams should regularly review the origin, licensing, and update history of model files.
And there needs to be an emergency shutdown process that does not depend on the AI itself.
Open AI development can improve security by allowing more people to inspect systems and discover weaknesses.
At the same time, openness can make powerful capabilities available to actors who have little interest in responsible use.
That tension is unlikely to disappear as AI agents become more autonomous.
The Hugging Face episode shows why cybersecurity cannot rely solely on the idea that transparency will produce safety.
Open access must be paired with rigorous testing, identity controls, continuous monitoring, and clear limits on autonomous action.
Defensive AI should be treated as critical infrastructure, not as a simple software plugin.
The most reliable approach is neither unrestricted openness nor complete secrecy.
It is controlled accessibility, allowing researchers and developers to innovate while ensuring powerful models operate within carefully designed technical and organizational boundaries.
As companies turn to AI to defend against increasingly capable attacks, the systems doing the defending must be secured with at least as much care as the systems they are protecting.